where it's 25 past 8, and we're up to the fourth on the card. It's the Ladbrokes Classic for the three-year-olds, the old Norman Robinson, and they're all due to go around field of 8. Mark at Trent.
Greg, we have Tangled at 390, Cliff's Edge at 440, Ashtarak 14, Main Stage, Tabfix Dodd's favourite, $3.70, Ataraxia 9, Avero 26, Tavistock Abbey 5, and Sweet Mischief 21. Was actually saying to Matt and Dean and also Warren just before we came in, Greg, that I was surprised that Tangled was the favourite because the drift had been on. Main Stage has tightened in from $4.80 to now be the $3.70 favourite. Tangled has been $3.10 out to $3.90 since we had the final field on Wednesday, and there has also been support for Tavistock Abbey, 7 into 5. But Main Stage now the $3.70 favourite.
Dean, this is a test of the Sydney versus Melbourne form. What's the strongest?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one, Greg. I think certainly what we'll have is Cliff's Edge rolling them along at a reasonable speed, and he probably leads the likes of Ashtarak with the blinkers and Ataraxia coming across. I'm backing in the Melbourne form just. I've been a big fan of Tavistock Abbey all the way through, and I thought his win at Bendigo was outstanding. I thought, even though he beat Main Stage at Flemington, I thought it was a bit of a flat run in comparison, so he's had the little fresh and blink the trial recently, and I'm going to go with him to beat Tangled, who is only three runs into his prep, so he's still building, and he had the 7 day back up into the spring champion, so I think he'll improve off that run. Main Stage was enormous winning last start, and he's a great chance again. He'll race a lot closer from that draw, and Cliff's Edge is very tough, so a bit of a mix of both, Greg, but I'm slight leaning to Tavistock Abbey, 7-1-4-2.
7-1-4-2. Which way are you leaning, Warren?
With Tavistock Abbey also. He's got the bandages going on the front. The stable have said that's merely a precaution. And he's had that trial at Cranbourne, as Dean outlined, and Bindel Badu came through that trial to win at Cranbourne to just give some type of reference to the fact that it was a solid trial, has already produced winning form. And he was good beating Main Stage last start. Main Stage was outstanding at Flemington, but now going to have to reproduce that. I thought Cliff's Edge was terrific in that race at Flemington. It's not easy to run along at that tempo and still be there fighting the finish out. So I've got Tavistock Abbey ahead of Cliff's Edge. Wherever they are, there shouldn't be much to Main Stage. They're certainly very competitive, not a lot between them. And then from the Sydney form, I'm put in Tangled, who chased pretty well in the spring champion last start. Ace High put the pressure on a fair way out. It was a tough performance. 7-2-4-1.
7-2-4-1. Which way are you heading, Matt?
Will he be there today, Greg, do you think?
The great man?
The great man?
I don't know.
Don't argue.
I'll be looking for him.
Well, he was at the Emerald last time. He might be at the Rising Sun this time.
Might be at
Vegas?
Yes.
I see. So
might be at the Bellagio.
I think they're getting tattoos, the two of them, aren't they?
There's not much real estate left on Dusty. It's already been claimed.
Nobody's made Dane, for that matter.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm going with Tavistock Abbey as well for all the reasons. Beat Main Stage last. As Dean said, probably wasn't as impressive as he had been and a little freshened since. He might even bounce off and be fresher and better today. To beat Dusty's horse, Main Stage, backing in the Melbourne form. Cliff's Edge is really tough on pace, and Tangled yet again represents the Sydney form. But I'm just curious to see this from a derby point of view. I'd love to see, say, for Anthony Friedman's sake, this horse come out and win well and give the Friedman name a big derby horse, you know? So 7 on top, or Dusty. Dusty can win the derby as well. 7-4-2-1.
He's won everything else, hasn't he? But I'm going to go slightly with Tangled. I thought his Sydney form was really good. Terrific later at his most recent start, and he's clear top rater from the handicapping point of view with a rating of 90. So slight leaning there. 1 to beat 7-4 for Dusty, and 2.